Now to the Middle East. In the West Bank today, an Israeli gunman shot and killed three Palestinians and wounded two others. This attack comes as Israeli security forces continue their forcible removal of Jewish settlers in Gaza. Jewish protesters in Gaza said today it was heartbreaking that they were being taken from their homes. At a synagogue in Gaza's largest settlement, Nevada Kalim, troops removed hundreds of worshipers. Joining us now from the settlement is Eileen Prusher. She's Jerusalem Bureau Chief for the Christian Science Monitor. Eileen, where are you? What are you seeing?
Well, I'm in Nevada Kalim, not far away from the center of the settlement. It's been a really incredible day with emotions running very, very high. Despite that, the Israeli military says that the evacuation is going, in some respects, better than they thought. But by and large, the families who live here very much don't want to go. Some of them are going very reluctantly. Some of them are being carried out of their homes. It really is, for many Israelis, a kind of heart-rending scene. But at the same time, there are quite a large number of anti-disengagement protesters who have infiltrated Gaza and the Gaza Strip settlements in particular, and are really here not fighting for their homes, fighting to try to stop the army and the police forces from being able to withdraw from here.
This is the day. I mean, this is the day that the settlers are supposed to be gone, whether they want to be or not. There had been a lot of fears about what might happen, but it sounds as though there's not violent resistance anyway, perhaps nonviolent resistance. The soldiers have to carry people away, but they're able to do that.
Yes, that's true. They're saying that there's still a lot of work to be done and that there are certain settlements that still could be very difficult to evacuate. Kfar Jerome, for example, is one of them, and there are still a lot of the sort of young anti-disengagement protesters who have at times threatened to use violence against the soldiers. But I think those are going to be incidents that are going to be in the minority and are going to be more of the exceptions rather than the rule from what we're seeing so far. But I guess, you know, from a domestic point of view, for Israelis who are watching this or participating in this, it feels to them to be in some ways a very dark moment, because you have families who are being taken out of their homes and screaming at soldiers, how can you do it? It's a crime. And it's not going smoothly from that point of view. But I think from a logistical point of view, it definitely is.
Eileen Prusher, Jerusalem Bureau Chief of the Christian Science Monitor, speaking with us from the Jewish settlement of Nevada Kalim in Gaza. Eileen, thank you.
You're welcome.